If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Slapped. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, where they're proud of where they're from and excited where they're going. They are Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Nebraska in a bank. It does hit, doesn't it? I text with Brian Morrow just the other day.
You text with the heavy hitters of Lincoln.
It is. When I get a text from him, it first of all, I'm thinking, well, I probably owe money or something. It's like I'm behind on something.
Damn it.
Yeah, right. It's, son of a...
Overdrawn.
Yes.
Laura!
Brian's texting. What's going on?
What'd you do?
What happened?
We have a problem.
It'd probably be more my problem than probably Laura's problem.
Laurel?
I'd be the one to make the air, but yeah, it's just... It's good to have that kind of connection.
You guys both have it.
It really is.
You guys show up at games with them.
We do.
Jeez.
It was nice.
I mean, the guy that, like, he's PBA.
He's the one who named it. Yes. They're like, what should we name it? And he goes, what about Pinnacle Bank Arena? I'm like, let's get down. Let's do it.
He has a certain humility about him for a guy walking around, like, the building that he's responsible for.
Yeah, you never know it.
Nope.
Never know it. And if you say anything when you're around people, we're in line together, and I go, you know, he's like, hey, just be cool. Be cool. So I did. I just kind of backed off of it.
Good job. Yeah, give him that.
Brian Morrow doing big things.
PBA.
Doug Gans, also James Mowitz, Aaron Sundberg.
Hey, did you reschedule your meeting with Gans?
Yes, this Friday at 5 p.m. It's been rescheduled twice now.
You got a 5 p.m. meeting?
5 p.m. on Friday. Where are you guys going to meet at?
A place that SIP has been called out for not...
Tam O'Shanter?
No.
What?
A place Harvey Perlman called out SIP at.
You going to the country club?
I got invited to the 19th hole.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, everything just changed.
What did Harvey
hold
say
it. Time
that
out.
One time?
Time out.
Okay.
Yeah. What happened there? You're at an art show, you and Trixie, right?
Yeah.
At LCC.
Okay.
At LCC.
Hold on. What?
Yeah.
All right.
Paint the picture.
Take us back.
Take us back. Paint the picture.
We were in an art show.
Okay.
And it was like around dinner time. Anyway. I was there with Trix and... And Harvey was there, and he saddled right up next to me at one point in the proceedings and said, Sipple, a little out of context.
What did you say to him? What was your response back?
Why don't let Harvey bully you?
Yeah. I didn't. We had a pleasant conversation. And then I was driving home, and I called Bo, because, you know, Harvey. Yeah. Harvey and Bo. Yeah. And
they didn't
I
get
said,
along.
No. God, no. Even Bo had a great line, but can I say the clean version?
Yes.
I said, I told Bo the story, and he said quickly, he said, and you know Bo, when he's wanted to say something funny or serious, he'd lower his voice. He said, Sipple, you should have told him anytime you're not near a sewer, you're out of context, you rat.
But it wasn't just rat.
It was just rat. That's the PG version.
The PG version.
Anytime you're not near a sewer, you're out of context, you rat. It was funny.
He does lower his voice. It's super funny.
It's super funny.
What a great guy.
I told Bill one of his lines was, Sipple, when you do pull-ups, you have to take a running jump to the bar.
I think he's Sipple running, jumping, swinging. He's swinging, trying to balance himself
out. Sometimes do, so it's really embarrassing. Jake, what are you going here?
Thank you.
You're going to have a meeting with Doug Gans at 5 p.m. at the 19th hole.
I think Brian
Morrow. Is Matt Davidson going to be there?
I don't think so. I think Brian Morrow will be there, though.
This is incredible. I've never been to the 19th hole.
Oh, please.
I'm not. I've never been there.
Really?
No, never
Nor
been.
Nor have I.
I was there about a month ago.
No, I keep, and I will. I,
where are you?
Oh, hold it.
Business
with who?
Oh, I got advice
with
some
who?
People. Doug was there also that time.
So you're going to the 19th hole?
A couple times.
To do business.
We're just chatting about some things.
Okay.
Just a simple chat.
I text Sam Gifford and Lauren Swigert and...
dropping names.
Yeah, and Bob Benish. And I text
Bob Benish.
All the time.
Aspen Builders.
I text him all the time, like, hey, is LCC still open or what's going on up there? And I don't get much back.
No response.
Crickets, crickets. Hey, they still serving food, or what are they doing up there? They still 19th hole still a deal, and just crickets, nothing, not a word. So, about
keep,
once
keep trying, Bill, keep trying.
It's okay.
It's okay. I don't know.
You can go to Perkins.
You go to Perkins, and I keep thinking I'm getting
with Shindy.
But now Jake's getting invited like every other weekend to the 19th deal. Hole. Yeah,
a couple times a year.
That's unbelievable.
Don't wear that hat.
I'm not gonna wear a hat there that day. I don't wear a hat to the 19th hole.
All right.
I get a haircut Wednesday, though.
Yeah.
It's not long. It's just out of control right now.
I wonder if... Check when you're in there. Ask
why I have a hat on.
See if Hal Anderson's in there.
I'll check.
Ooh, the lawyer.
Lawyer, yeah. Talk about the lawyer.
The attorney.
Oh, yeah.
Good friend of my dad, by the way. Yeah. Legit friend.
Hal was the guy that, if you were in the office, it was like if Bob Lee came to ESPN. All of a sudden, you heard, if you saw Hal walk by, it's like something...
Player got arrested.
Something not going great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what that is. Come on, just say what it is.
One thing, last thing on Brian Morrow real quick. Texter says, Brian Morrow is my neighbor, and his kids truly live in better times. They're always outside playing sports. It's the best. Piles of bikes in the front yard, not on their consoles inside.
Yeah, they are. They're a sports family based.
I like that.
Charlie's a senior, incredible wide receiver and point guard for Pius. Really, really good player.
Charlie Morrow.
Yes, really good player. Fun to watch. Spirited. What? He's a spirit animal. Yes.
What a text that is, by
that
way.
Was very kind. Yes. My name, Texter. 464-5685.
Does he want to give out his address, always, Brian Morrow's address?
I don't think he does.
He somebody wants to stop by, see what's going on.
Check out the bikes.
In case you have not read an article at all or any sort of watch TV, that is three straight national championships for the Big Ten, going back to Michigan, then Ohio State last year, and of course, Indiana wins last night 27-21 over Miami. It was SEC dominance for a long time. And don't forget the Michigan game. Now, Washington was a Pac-12 team at the time, but that's now a Big Ten team. So you had four of the last six teams playing in the title game were Big Ten teams as of right now.
And then there's a favorite for next year that's
which is
Big Ten team. The favorite, according to BetMGM, is Ohio State.
And then
Notre Dame is two.
Yeah. I don't push back hard on the Ohio State. That's always hard to. But a lot of those players, they all declared. Okay. But they had some guys. They're going to have like.
Let's see what it says.
There's some. They're going to have potentially six draft picks in the first round.
Gosh darn though, But so they have Sain and Jeremiah Smith back.
That's really good. Don't get me wrong.
That's big.
Just think about that. But I mean, they're losing some guys that are declaring for the draft, as they should. When you're going to be a top, 10 pick or whatever pick they're going to be, I agree with it. But no, but we'll see them up close. Think about this next year. Am I correct? Six comes here.
Mm-hmm. Six comes to Lincoln. Yeah.
Ohio State comes here. So Ohio State's probably gonna be preseason one. Right, like that. So they may be number one team in the country, might be coming here.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
It is. It's cool that Indiana's coming. By the way, so that list, this list of the BetMGM favorites for next season to win it all, it's Notre Dame 2, Oregon 3. Okay. Notre Dame 2, Oregon 3, Texas 4, so Indiana 5. Indiana 5. It'll be tough for Indiana. It's the normal suspects after that. Georgia 6, Alabama 7, LSU 8, Texas A&M 9. So there you go. There you go. BetMGM.
But
I didn't know this either. Just a fact I want to get in before we move forward. Indiana is the sport's first-time national champion since.
I saw on the ticker. Florida, 1996. Is that right?
Really?
Yeah. It's on the ticker over there.
Nice job, Jake. First-time national champion since Florida in 96. That was Spurrier. I didn't know that. 96.
That's pretty incredible.
Well, I didn't.
It is.
I didn't know if that would have been Florida's first, but it was.
Apparently so. But it's just, you go back to a couple years ago when Harbaugh gets it done for the Big Ten. And that was a big deal. I mean, he got over the hump. The conference, it had not done it since Ohio State in 2014, right? They had not won a title since 2014. It's been a long time.
Yep.
And Michigan had done it forever. So that's a big story for them. Ohio State next year, as an 8 seed, didn't even win the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has the big win against Oregon, blows out Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and then they go on and they beat Notre Dame in the finals after beating Texas. And then now Indiana makes this epic run, dominates Alabama, dominate Oregon, and then win a close game against Miami. It's different teams doing it. That's the thing. Yeah. Impressive runs by three separate teams.
Oh, you never imagined the SEC would take a backseat like this.
And just think about that. Next year, Oregon will have a chance. What if Oregon wins it next year? What if Big Ten goes 4 in a row?
It could.
4 different teams.
They're third. Bet MGM's third.
That'd be their first title, too.
I mean, the TD's got to be going crazy. Did you notice... I mean, you want to talk about who, like, is the king of cool? Ooh. I mean, if you're talking about, like, who's, like, the Paul Newman of...
Let me guess.
Of Indiana. Who would it be? Who was the
king? Besides Cignetti?
Yes, besides Cignetti. Who was, like, the king of cool? Like, that guy. Look at that guy. Just
Cuban.
Like, what's that?
He did look like that.
Tell me.
Their AD.
Scott Dolson.
Is he king of cool?
Oh, man. He was in the background on the stage. Drawing zero attention to himself. Has he drawn attention to himself at all?
No.
Talk about somebody that could be pounded. He's the one who got this done.
I appreciate that about ADs that do that.
I mean, did anyone hit a home run bigger than him ever?
No.
He has the greatest hire maybe ever happened. I mean, it's the greatest hire ever.
Who would be better?
Who would ever be?
Saban going to Bama was great, but he was known to be a great coach. He was great at LSU with the Dolphins. Like, they knew he was a great coach.
He wasn't a fine.
See, then he came from James Madison.
It wasn't a fine. This was a fine.
That was a find. And he went with the, hey, listen, instead of trying to get some upstart coordinator from some whatever, okay, this will be hipster. They went with an old man. They went with a 62-year-old guy that had been at Division II football. And then Elon, then to James Madison. I mean, unbelievable.
You got to take your mind back to that moment. And it was he was a curiosity to us.
Beyond curiosity.
He said, Google me, and we just thought it was kind of funny.
Funny, yeah.
But it was like kind of, okay.
The Google me, you know what's funny about that? It's almost went away.
No one talks about it.
And it was an incredible statement. I win. Google me.
Didn't you know what he said, too, when he took the microphone? You know how they do that when they hire a coach and they go to basketball? Yeah. And he said, Purdue sucks, but you know what? So does Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
He was kind of a curiosity.
And he said, he goes, here's what I had to do. I had to wake people up. So we were so asleep. I had to wake people. He had a plan. Can you imagine the interview?
He did.
I guarantee you that he came in as not the favorite to be the head coach at Indiana. Guaranteed that. And they interviewed him, and they kind of walked out going, this guy is so far ahead of everything else, and what else could he do? I'll bring about 12 to 14 really good players with me. And that jump started him to give him a chance. I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And last night was a great moment for him because it was hard. It's almost better that it was hard. If it was easy, I don't know if I would have appreciated it as much as I do right now.
Agreed.
I mean, they got pushed. And you saw him uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable.
I'll play this again. This is Cignetti again on the field after the game. Kurt Cignetti post game last night.
It took a lot to get here, but I'll tell you what it took to come out ahead in this game was a lot of guts. I give Miami a lot of credit. They played really hard. We couldn't get anything done on all. Couldn't protect quarterback at all. Made a few plays and adjustments, but they were back shoulders and a sprint out. Got the ball, run game going. Made the interception when we had to. A couple fourth down, we went for it. Mendoza, great run. Took some chances, found a way. Let me tell you, we won the national championship at Indiana University. It can be done. And I'm so happy for our fans. Words can't describe it.
Finally, how are you going to celebrate, Coach?
I'm going to have beer.
Enjoy that beer, Coach.
Listen to the fans back there. Listen to just the utter joy.
And then all the Indiana fans obviously stayed there for the presentation and the conversation with up on stage and stuff. And that's kind of mayhem. Obviously, when they're up on stage, that's the players and the head coach. So all the assistant coaches, like when we won, you're all just kind of down below and there's confetti and stuff. You're just hanging out with your family. It's really cool. But you're on the – And then it takes forever to get back into the locker room. Everyone's getting interviewed by all these different things. So it's just the locker room scene at the end
Does everybody make it back?
You do. You get back in there, but it's brief because it's just mayhem. But I know this. By the time the game is over and I got back and literally the hotel we were staying at, it was on Bourbon Street, was probably a mile something away. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 2 a.m. I mean, it takes forever to get everyone back to the point where I should just walk back. Thank God I didn't. So I thought about just walking back to the hotel. That'd be kind of fun. Just walk amongst the people and walk back to the hotel. Stayed for the bus. Well, when the buses pulled up in the hotel, then there was just a mob scene. So I'm glad I didn't do that and was part of that to see it all.
Wow.
Indiana. Team of, 16-0. 11-2 last year, playoff team. People doubted them. Say, oh, they didn't belong in the playoffs. They got beat by Notre Dame. But they just say, we're going to go undefeated this year, 16-0.
So they were pressed by Iowa.
Yes, 20-15, a win at Iowa City.
Pressed by Penn State to
Correct.
The max.
The incredible catch to win that game.
It was insane.
Throw of the year, catch of the year, game of the year.
Yes. And they're pushed by Ohio State. I mean, that was a tight game. The Big Ten title game was a great football game. Was it 13-10?
You'd say pushed.
It was 13-10.
Okay. Was it 13-10?
Yeah.
It was a three-point win.
And remember, slipped on a fourth down or whatever.
And the Buckeyes missed like a 23-yard field goal and pulled it left. It was just
you're going to get pushed. Shot. You're not getting through easy.
No.
I mean, you're going to get pushed.
It would it's potentially that the only way this can get you could get beat if they stay – with the same numbers, you could go 17-0, and that's a possibility. But that means that you were undefeated, and then you didn't get a bye. That means you're undefeated and didn't get a bye. That'd be like it's really the odds of
that's
that.
Not
good. Oh yeah, went undefeated and didn't get a bye.
How about this? I wonder how soon it will be before we see an undefeated national champion again. I mean, that's not
16-0.
Michigan undefeated when they did it 2 years ago? I think they were.
Oh, they got through?
Yeah, they were unbeaten.
Were they 14-0?
Two losses 15, for the Buckeyes last 15? Year. Yeah, 15-0. 15.
Okay, so maybe it's not as going to be rare as
it's going to be.
It's tough.
It's really hard.
Huh. In this day and age now?
Because you get pushed. And Cignetti talked about that, how that win at Penn State was just epic for them. I mean, they had to make a big drive late.
Oh, that game was amazing.
That cemented Mendoza in my mind. I mean, because it wasn't just the throw to Cooper in the back of the end zone. He made two or three throws on that drive.
Remember Gus Johnson's call? Give him the
high. He lost. Died.
But he made a couple throws before that.
Becker, he hit Becker for a big throw.
And he hit the tight end for a big throw on that. Mm. Wow.
Let's see if I can find that. Yeah, here we go.
Got it?
I think it's right here.
Oh, that's so good.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. That's touchdown! Oh, Ron Cooper! Unbelievable! Get in the eyes of Jovi now!
Was the left foot the first one to touch?
Oh. Wow.
Almost dead.
Oh, my goodness. It's a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was best. He about died on the broadcast.
What a moment.
It was. I remember me and Laura watching the game. I'm standing at the TV, and I'm like, as he has the ball in his hands, as Cooper has the ball in his hands, it's like it is impossible to land in bounds.
What a catch.
It's impossible to land in bounds, and he did. It was
superhuman, yeah. Dude. I was in a salami sandwich shop in Pasadena watching on the phone. Couldn't believe it. Now, there's a lot of people watching the game.
Think of the photos. You know, inside of complexes, they have giant photos. So that's a photo. That's a giant wall-sized photo.
Oh, has to be.
Mendoza,
yeah.
Touchdown.
Flying through the air.
Flying through the air. That's a giant
that, one. That has to be.
The interception.
It's got to be up there.
How about that? You guys probably, did we hit on this yet? But that's the nephew of the corner who got called for PI against Ohio State in 2002.
Ooh, when didn't know that.
That he's the nephew. That's his nephew that intercepted the ball.
Wow.
He's from Miami.
From the city of Miami. What a storyline.
The storyline, they just keep going on and on and on. And I didn't know this one. Mendoza's dad, national champion. Didn't know that till last night. At
like
Miami,
rowing or something?
Rowing.
Was it rowing?
Rowing. Wow. At Miami, he won a national championship in rowing.
Rowing. I think it was rowing.
This. Oh.
When we come back, I spotted some bulletin board material for Nebraska basketball.
Okay.
Tell you what happened next on Early Break on The Ticket.